इस अखंड ज्योत का यादगार आपके जड़ तत्वों के आगे, इस अखंड ज्योत का यादगार आपके जड़ तत्वों के आगे अखंड ज्योति जगाते हैं। स्लोगन जो सर्वात्माओं के प्रति शुद्ध संकल्प रखते हैं वे कौन है? जो सर्व आत्माओं के प्रति शुद्ध संकल्प रखते हैं वे महादानी मूर्त है। ओके कल के लिए ज्वालामुखी इकतीस में अंतिम पेपर में नंबर वन वही आ सकते हैं। अंतिम पेपर में अभी तो छोटे छोटे पेपर आया है, अंतिम पेपर में नंबर वन वही आ सकते हैं जो सेकंड में जहां जैसे मन बुद्धि को लगाने चाहे वहां सेकंड में लग जाए। हलचल में नहीं आए, जैसे स्थूल शरीर द्वारा जहां जाने चाहते हो जा सकते हो, ऐसे बुद्धि द्वारा जिस स्थिति में स्थित होने चाहो उसमें स्थित हो सकते हो। उसके लिए मन को कंट्रोलिंग पावर की आवश्यकता है। स्थूल से ऐसे जान जाने चाहो जा सकते हैं, ऐसे ही बुद्धि द्वारा स्थित होने चाहो उसमें स्थित हो सकते हो। इसके लिए मन की कंट्रोलिंग पावर की आवश्यकता है। ओम शांति। ट्रांसलेशन है? अच्छा, मुझे कहा है तो शाम को 7:30 निकल सकती हो, तो 7 बजे का योग होगा कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में। मैं मिस क्यों करूं? नहीं, 7 बजे का योग का महत्व तो बहुत है ना, तो ऐसे नहीं मैं कहेंगी मैं जा रही हूं तो योग नहीं करेंगी। हाँ नहीं, तो ये एक नियम का बंधन और बंधनों से मुक्त बनाता है, सब सहज हो जाता है। अच्छा,
Om Shanti. I know the translator hadn't quite arrived, so I just what Daddy said. She's inviting everyone to 7 p.m. yoga this evening. Daddy's leaving at 7:30 for her tour for the airport, and then she's on a tour of Asia till the 20th of June. And so she leaves at 7:30, so Daddy will conduct yoga 7 to 7:30, I think, in the conference hall. So welcome. Thank you. There is no one as innocent as the innocent Lord. No one as unique as Him.
चमकते अगले पिछले
माया जब जब करवट बदले
पाप चमकते अगले पिछले
ऐसा ज्योत जगाने वाला
कोई और नहीं भोले नाथ से निराला गौरी नाथ से निराला कोई और नहीं ओ भोले नाथ से निराला गौरी नाथ से निराला कोई और नहीं
Om Shanti. Good morning. This song was the Murli song, No One as Unique as the Innocent Lord.
बाबा को प्यार से रिगार्ड से
इफ यू रिमेंबर बाबा विद लव विद रिगार्ड
याद माना प्यार रिगार्ड है
टू हैव रिमेंबरेंस मींस दैट यू हैव लव यू हैव रिगार्ड
अगर याद की कमी है तो इतना
इफ देयर इज अ लैक ऑफ रिमेंबरेंस इट means that we're not able to draw that much love. And as we don't draw that much love,
How can we have love for ourselves? And this is real life experience, that when you pull Baba's love, when you draw that love, you automatically receive power. Because there's so much power in Baba's love that he doesn't give you love thinking of you as a baby, but he thinks of you as his child and gives love. Not as if you were a baby, but he gives you love thinking of you as his child. So we are children, but our intellect should not be like that of a baby, where we become upset very quickly. Nor should the intellect be such that we're not able to imbibe knowledge quickly. So as Baba gives love, thinking of you as his own child, he gives power, he gives blessings. The thing that Baba had said in the message yesterday was that the tree is full with fruits and juicy fruits which you can drink or eat, and that he liked very much. Don't think about it too much, but just enjoy it. So such a father is a gardener and the master of the garden. And don't use your intellect too much. Should I eat this? Should I eat that? Should I or should I not? Those are the things of this physical world. In that there will be different forms of ego and greed. But just be such that we are able to receive from Baba the things that are of useful to me, in which there is power. Let me focus on that. You like eating certain fruits, and that juice that Baba described is one that makes you completely content. You may not eat a plate full of rice and dal, but just enjoy a little bit of juice and you feel satisfied. So Baba tells us so many things, but because we don't have the experience of it, we don't have an interest in enjoying that. So we do service with our stage, but it's service that creates our stage, and the stage is so wonderful when you use the stage to do service. You see how wonderful our dadi is. She's doing service, but that service is happening through her stage, and the more the service, the greater the stage. My stage should not be such that my stage is not created through service, or that my stage does not do service. The service that happens through one stage, the word is service, seva, but for those for whom we are instruments, we receive their blessings. Whatever is the service, we are present as instruments to do that service, and for an instrument soul to not receive blessings means that doesn't matter how much you might try to cure your mind or body with medicines, they will not work. But one drop of nectar is to become sweet and merge everything else and just be sweet. Don't let whatever is the situation come into your activity, but just be sweet and let there be that sweetness in your activity and on your face. What was the blessing? To be 100% so sweet, but the blessing was to be a lamp that is constantly lit, constantly alight. And I see a little bit, I compare a little bit with Dadi Gulzar, and after all, she is Baba's chariot. There is no comparison. But that in her is Baba, and for me, I belong to Baba. Baba is in her, and I belong to Baba. So as I am Baba, what has Baba said? You are the lamp that glorifies the Brahmin family. So what am I paying attention to that I can stand shoulder to shoulder with Dadi? At least then we can move along hand in hand, be meeting one another. And my heart feels that all of us should be the same as we meet, that there's no difference between us. So there's one thought. Yesterday, Dadi didn't say anything about what her wondrous qualities may be. My attention is that whatever actions I perform, others will see and do the same. Whatever thought that I have, it's going to reach others. The thought is within, but it will go out in a second, just as the sound can go around as an echo in a dome, and it comes back to me. So whatever I speak, that's what's going to come back to me. Similarly, thoughts spread through attitude and vision. Subtle thing is my attitude. Whatever is my bhavna, my feeling, my thoughts will be on that basis. And if my thoughts are pure, elevated, powerful, and my bhavna is the same, then that's the attitude that's created. That's the kind of vision I will have. And that will reach others. Where is it going to reach? It will reach thousands of miles away. Wherever you may be, you can spread that thousands of miles away. So wherever Baba is, that's where I am. Now this is something else. Whatever actions I perform, this is a kind of bondage, a big bondage. If I wake up 1 minute late, then others will do that too. It will be 3:30 in the morning, then 3:35 in the morning, then 3:36 in the morning. And I think I have to wake up, I have to wake up. And the minutes are going by, and then it will become 3:38, and you don't want it to be 3:40, but want to wake up before that. And so whatever kind of actions I perform, others will do the same. But the main thing is, whatever I do, it's going to become a habit. So Baba used to say, instill the habit of being good. Instill the habit of being good. Instill the habit of becoming strong. There is the habit of remaining ordinary. There is the habit of being careless. There's the habit of thinking about others. But there isn't the habit of paying attention on the self. And so Baba says, remember hum so. That is, as I was, so shall I become. I was a deity, golden aged, then silver aged, then copper aged, then iron aged. And now we're Brahmins. And what do I have to do? I have to remember. I don't have to remember that I'm a Brahmin. Just the awareness, the cycle has ended. And it's now time to return home. What do I remember then? What should I remember? That equal to a diamond or equal to a shell? You understand that much, don't you? That this is equal to a diamond and this is equal to a shell. So if you've received a life that is equal to diamonds, then why think about the life of being like a shell? Here you have a diamond-like life and you're playing with shells. You're not using everything in a worthwhile way. So, just Baba tells us very directly that use everything in a worthwhile way. You're not using things in a worthwhile way, but you're playing with shells. Who does that? A gambler. A gambler does that. Gambling is such a bad habit. And I've seen this. How person would have had such wealth, like palaces and so much wealth, and everything was lost. Daddy saw this in South Africa. They lost everything, and not only that, after they had nothing, they were put in jail because of their habit, forcing them to do things even without money, in other words. So alcohol and gambling and all of this. Very bad habits. And when this person had wealth, they had family, but then what was the state of their family? And that person, when imprisoned, kept saying for so many years that, give me donation of yoga, give me donation of yoga. And so that's what we did for that soul. So, when he was free, he just continued to gamble. But when he went into jail, that is the time that he started to value the power of yoga. And that's why it said that, look, the wealth of some remains buried, some with some their wealth will burn away, with some their wealth will be stolen, some the government will steal it from them. Taxation. And so the main thing is, those who said Baba, for them, Baba explained to them and they listened. And for Baba, because the children are in front of him, then Baba explains really well to such children. And here we are, Dadi Gulzar. Here we are. Sweet Dadi. Take me to your heart. Hug me. How can I tell you how much love I have for you? What can I give to you? Stay so far away beyond this world. You fly away from here. How can I explain to you, tell you how much love I have for you?
Gamle ne ko jahan ruk
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। हमारे इस ड्रामा के अंदर भी दो शब्दों में सब कुछ आ जाता है।
इन दिस ड्रामा ऑफ आवर्स देयर्स टू वर्ड्स that say everything that is coming and going. We have to come to our home, we have to go to our home and come into the kingdom. So here too there is the physical coming and going. So this is the game of the drama. And our big Bibi used to like one song very much. That was that I have to go home now. So whenever Bibi used to speak to us, she always used to say, we have to return home, we have to return home. She used to remind us of this and stay in that awareness herself. And so this is Baba's current wave, that now it's nothing. If there's difficulty in yoga, then just become a point and come and sit with Baba. You know the address of the home. You know how to go. It's not a big thing. You come and go, come and go. So there's nothing else now. Just sit with Baba. And when you sit with Baba, then you will do what Baba wants you to do automatically. And so what does Baba do? He sends Sakash, light and might, to the world. And so when we sit with Baba, we will automatically will have remembrance of Baba and will be able to do service in this way. One time somebody had asked a question, that where does God live? And Baba said, tell them with such reassurance and sparkle that God is living in your heart and that you are in His heart. So how would you give that type of answer? You would give that answer with such love and enthusiasm. And so this is something of zeal and enthusiasm, and we stay in Baba's remembrance and we'll go with Baba. In fact, it's our promise to Baba, we are with you and we will go with you. We will stay with you and we will go with you. And for God not to fulfill His same promise to us can't happen. He is the one who fulfills His responsibility towards us, and we are with Him and we will stay with Him till the end, and we will return with Him. So this is what Baba is preparing us for. And He says, if you want to be equal to me, if you want to go with me, then become equal to me. Say if someone is last number soul, they also have to become equal. A sample is in front of you, but if you want to stay in body consciousness, then keep the incorporeal one in front of you. If you want to be soul conscious, keep the incorporeal one in front of you. If you want to be a karma yogi, keep Brahma Baba in front of you. So as a symbol, both are there in front of you. If Shiva Baba comes in front of you, you become bodiless. Brahma Baba comes in front of you, then you are a karma yogi. So be inspired in this way. And we have to become this. If we don't, who will? We have to become this. We are becoming this. So many have already become this. Maybe a few are left to do this task. So when there is love for someone, then you want to become equal to them. And for love, Baba has given the certificate that each child has 100% love. He doesn't say this about remembrance or yoga and service, but when there is love, there is sacrifice, and sacrifice means to become equal, nothing else.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. To sacrifice oneself means to follow God's orders. And what else would we do except follow Baba's orders? If you don't follow Srimat, Srimat is Baba's hand. If you don't hold his hand, how will you move along? So this is Baba's order. Isn't that right? It's easy, isn't it? It's not difficult, is it? Just sit Baba in your heart and he will do everything with you. Why should I work labor on my own? Let Baba help me and keep the heart clean. So Baba is the one who is the merciful one. We used to say in the olden days that he is in our heart and he is one who has our hearts. If something happens to the body, what should we do? Do we give the body to Baba in this way, in this state, condition? So Baba will give you strength. He will give you an injection. And if you had an injection, you wouldn't think of the pain anymore. It will just go. And when you take tablets, it takes a bit longer. But you simply remember Baba, and Baba will give such a tablet that there won't be any feeling of pain. It's not that the pain goes away, but the feeling of the pain is not there. And you won't be afraid. So Baba has all medicines. He has all the vitamins. So what is the painkiller that Baba has? Just say Baba from the heart and Baba will become present and do everything. So now the plane is calling her. So we are so fortunate. Okay, so extremely fortunate. Daddy, thank you. In this transit stop, you've given us so many treasures. And so this is fixed now that we'll meet again very quickly.
में बाबा मैंने कई संसार भुलाए तेरे ही प्यार से बाबा अमृत वे प्यार के झूले झुलाए ये किसने है मोहब्बत में बड़े प्यार से पुकारा से उठा के बेहद में मुझको लाया जीवन की बगिया को तूने दिव्य गुणों से सजाया बाबा की छवि से अब रोशन है किसने है मोहब्बत में बड़े प्यार से पुकारा ये किसने है मोहब्बत में बड़े प्यार से पुकारा